Welcome to the Dirt Show, brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. And today we're going to hear from third generation sprint car driver Jake Kuba. We're also going to hear from Andy Altenberg about opener at the Jackson Motorplex, Doug Johnson from the Jackson Motorplex, Bob Baker from the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, and Alex Steiner from the Winstead Napa store, right after a few words from our sponsors.
Does good food get your heart racing? How about food that's prepared to perfection with your favorite sauces and seasonings? Friends, it's me, the Sauce Man, and I'm here to tell you that if you love Full Throttle flavor, you're going to love our line of premium barbecue sauces and seasonings. Made with high-quality ingredients, you can trust our products to punch up the flavor of your favorite meats, main dishes, and so much more. Get winning recipes and join our sauce squad at cookiesbbq.com. And remember, smart cookies use cookies.
Hey, Dirt Show listeners. For over 20 years, Hot Rod Hardware in West Concord, Minnesota has provided everything to modernize and improve your hot rod's performance. Hot Rod Hardware is your specialty aftermarket auto parts go-to solution. From radiators and brakes to suspension, handling, and power. From the drag strip to the street, dirt track to cruise nights, Hot Rod Hardware is your family-owned solution. Check us out at hotrodhardware.com or just call the guys at 507-527-1020. Or as they say, no robots, just real people.
No matter where the road takes you, there'll be starts and stops along the way. Make sure your engine is ready to go with Napa Premium Performance Motor Oil. This month, pick up a 5-quart jug for only $17.99 at your local Napa Auto Parts store. As for the stops, get a $50 prepaid Visa card with a qualifying brake parts purchase of $250 or more. At Napa, we'll help you hit the road with confidence wherever it may lead. Valid at participating Napa Auto Parts stores or Napa online. Offer extends 5/31/23 or while supplies last. Visit NapaRebates.com. For rebate terms. Napa, a proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and the Linder Farm Network.
Hi, this is Steve from Coles Electric. Do you have electrical projects in your future? Coles Electric can help. Coles Electric offers industrial, commercial, farm, and residential electrical services in Minnesota and Northern Iowa. We have 24-hour emergency service, design build, automation, underground boring, solar installation, and much more. Coles Electric has a great staff and can assist you with your electrical needs. Look us up at ColesElectric.com or call us at 507-451-1387.
Let me tell you, friends, about our store. It's a great place we call Miners Outdoor.
Miners Outdoor, your total source Husqvarna dealer in Blooming Prairie, has everything your yard needs. From chainsaws, leaf blowers, and weed trimmers to zero-turn mowers and everything in between. That's what being your Husqvarna total source dealer is all about. Stop in today to see the best selection in quality Husqvarna outdoor power equipment. That's Miners Outdoor, Highway 218, Blooming Prairie.
Miners Outdoor, Major Tough.
Since 1997, Weir's Machine has been innovating the finest products in the racing industry. We also manufacture the Ultra Force Load Machines and develop the Ultra Force Suspension Software, which allows you to take your program to the next level. Be sure to check out the all-new Circle Track app, your ultimate go-to spot for race team information. Keep track of your maintenance schedule, parts list, car setups, and more. Proudly made in the USA, champions across the country choose Weir's Machine, Ultra Force, and the Circle Track app to take them to victory lane. Shop now at weirsmachine.com, ultraforcetech.com, and the all-new circletrackapp.com. Follow us on all of our social media platforms at Weir's Machine.
If you're in need of a worry-free power lift door, then you'll want to stop and talk with Rod French. Make a statement with a Powerlift architectural door on your home or cabin. Powerlift doors can be retrofitted to fit an existing door opening or designed into your next commercial, agricultural, livestock, or aircraft hangar build. Stylish, functional, and built to last. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing are made locally in Dodge Center, Minnesota by their experienced craftsmen. Contact Callie or Rod. Powerlift doors by French's Manufacturing. 374-9306.
Hi, this is Dave Evenson from Hardwood Lubricants and Chemicals, the VP Race Gas Distributor. You are listening to the Driver Segment on The Dirt Show.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is my pleasure to be joined by non-wing sprint car driver Jake Kuba. And Jake, let's start with the Kuba family lineage. Grandfather Earl Kuba started racing in 1938, and what a career he had, being inducted into the Colorado Motorsports Hall of Fame and recently into the National Midget Hall of Fame. What is your favorite story about your grandfather?
Oh, so he died when I was really young. So most of my memories of him are, I don't know if they're so much memories as stories that have been told enough so that they become memories. So I have one that really sticks with me, though. It's, we used to hang out after the races when my dad was racing in the probably late 80s, early 90s, just after I was born. And my grandpa would have me and hang on to me as I was a baby. And he would feed me coffee and then hand me back to my parents. So he'd feed me coffee and get me all jazzed up on coffee and then send me back to my parents to hang out later.
Your grandmother, Ethel Kuba. Now, that lady saw some great racing over the years. My brother and a friend had an opportunity to sit with her one night in a suite. It was getting very cold, and the feature hadn't started yet, and she motioned to them to come back and sit in a suite with her, and then the stories began. That lady could tell some great racing stories.
Oh, yeah. I spent a lot of time with her watching races in the grandstands, watching them. And I think she made friends with just about everybody at the racetrack. Everybody knew Mom there. She was grandma to me, but she was Mom to everybody else at the racetrack.
I've been a huge fan of your dad, Jimmy Kuba, and your uncle, Joe Kuba, for years. Many fans remember those two brothers racing all over the entire region.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they raced a whole lot. And I mean, I grew up watching both of them since I was a baby, basically. Been at the racetrack watching both of them race. And then also Joseph, my cousin, they were racing Wings 360s all over the place. But, you know, we spent a lot of time in Minnesota, Iowa, the Dakotas, obviously Wisconsin, Cedar Lake, and all around there, too. So it's great to be able to spend so much time watching both of them race together. And they each have their own kind of driving style, too. So I get to see a lot of different techniques.
And a lot of kids don't get the opportunity growing up to race against their cousins like you did with Anna and Joseph.
No, I mean, in the early part of my career now, you know, the first few years in sprint cars and before that in go-karts, I've been able to race with my dad, my cousins. I've raced against my dad and with my dad for 8 years in sprint cars. That's a long time to be able to race with your dad. And I think the best part about all that is we've been able to race with each other. We were always kind of similarly matched. Even early on in go-karts, we set the karts up to be really similar, make up the weight difference, and then made sure they were the same power. And that's how I got started. So being able to race my dad, my cousin, Anna, Joseph, that's always been fun. Not as much of that lately, so I'm really glad for the time we've had.
As you mentioned, you got your career started in karts. What do you remember about your karting career, and what lessons did you take away from your karting career that you still use today?
Yeah. I got started when I was 12 in go-karts, which, I mean, by many standards, I think is pretty late now. Even then, I suppose, you know, there were kids out there who they'd drive around every lap and stop and look at the flagman each lap, and flagman would tell them, no, keep going. But I didn't start quite that young, but I started at 12. The thing that sticks with me about that is the early days of karting. We didn't really have a class that we were really matched up with. It was kind of everybody together. So there's a whole lot of different power levels, skill levels. And the thing about go-karts is it's all about momentum and being smooth. And if you aren't smooth and you don't hold your momentum and you don't have the power or torque to pull you out of it, you're not going to go forward. You got to be smooth and you got to be patient. And I learned that in those early days of karting. And I always struggled with driving a bit too hard, pushing it, and getting the car a little sideways. I remember one time the guy stopped me on the track after I spun out. I think it was, and leaned down and he told me, "You're driving it like a sprint car," and was backing it into the corner. And like, well, yeah, sure. And then I kind of realized, like, oh, these aren't quite sprint cars. You got to keep them a little bit underneath of you.
Is there anything more thrilling to drive than a non-wing sprint car? As a fan from the grandstand, it looks so effortless and fast until you jump the cushion or run over somebody's rear wheel.
I mean, I don't know if there's anything more thrilling for me. You know, I've driven go-karts, wingless sprints, and then I've driven a wing sprint a handful of times. And I mean, the wingless stuff is what I know and is what I love. It's so much fun when you get the right car and you can put it in right on the cushion and you feel that car bump it, and it just, it doesn't jerk, it doesn't move around, it just rides on it. When it's right, you kind of sink into it, and you don't have to do much. And when it's wrong, well, you got to try to do what you can with it anyway. And those races can be just as much fun as when everything's right on.
You also talked about having a chance to race against your dad, Jimmy, in his famous 2K before he officially retired. He was a badass sprint car driver.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think we have different styles in many ways, and I think that comes from, I did more non-wing, he did wing sprints. And so he got really good at being the smoothest driver around it in the wing sprint. And when there was nothing left on the track, he could find something to get a hold of. And with the wing sprint car in that, you know, the late 90s and early 2000s, I think that was really valuable because you could go up and go up against the cushion, but, you know, you might well just end up over the wall if you do that. And the bottom was sometimes just a bit too tight around to make it work. And so he could go into the middle and just drive through everybody. I watched him have bad heat races and start from the back of the feature and just drive up through the middle of the field many times.
Gillen Enterprises and Justice Brothers products have been part of the Kuba family racing tradition as long as I can remember.
Yeah, they've been always great. Paul and Glenn before them, they've been part of our team, really, for as long as I can remember. It's so nice to see them out of the track. They've been great to support us, and it's just nice to see a friendly face. And I don't know, when it feels great to be paired up with people that care about racing, and also I think they're just great people over there.
I think the coolest part of the number 6 Kuba racing team is your mom is actually the crew chief.
Yeah. So my mom's been doing this. I mean, when my dad and I were both racing non-wing sprints, it was just the three of us. My dad was driving, I was driving, and we needed one decision maker whose head was cool after a bad hot lap run or a bad heat race. So she took it up, and it's not just an honorary title by any means. She's the one who's doing a lot of the work during the week. She's the one who's kind of making final decisions at the track. And now, since my dad's retired, it's been more of a group effort because we got more hands to spare and more brains to spare. But yeah, we're lucky to have her.
And you talk about being just the three of you. It was great to watch the three of you down at Kossuth County Speedway in the pit area working on the car. It just seems like all you have to do is look at each other and you know what you're saying without saying it.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta make a decision on your gut and then hope it's right. And you're up against the clock, you just gotta make a call and go for it. So we got really good at that when it was the three of us working the two cars. We just got to where we would make a decision, we'd get it as far as we could on it and leave it until just the last moment and then button it up and make a few last changes. So you'd often see my mom, and still do, when we're lined up to push off on the racetrack, she'll tweak a couple of shock knobs and make a few last-minute adjustments right before we go out.
Something else I really enjoy watching as a fan is you and Johnny Parsons III racing together. You have so much respect for each other and can run hard, lap after lap, side by side, and never touch.
Yeah, that race, we've had a couple of them recently, but I think there was a race at Jackson last year where we ran side by side for the entire race, I think. He was on the bottom, I was on the top, and I'd sail into the corner up on the cushion and think I had him cleared, but as soon as I'd come out on the corner, he'd catch the sticky stuff right on the bottom of the track and he would rock it out ahead of me. And I think he led a lot of it just because he got so much drive. But I love racing with Johnny. I like the way he drives and back it into the corner on the bottom. And there's not a lot of that, especially in these non-wing cars, because sometimes you don't need to do that. But it's so much fun when you get to do that side by side with somebody and you stay side by side when you're doing the same kind of the same dance.
You are also not afraid to help the new guys trying to break into the sport of non-wing sprint car racing.
I mean, I like to see new series and new teams get going. It's kind of a, you know, we don't have a ton of non-wing sprint car racing up in Minnesota, and We've got the ULSS and its Wisconsin Wingless and now the Western Iowa Non-Wing Sprints. It's growing, and it's great when new drivers are coming in. And not everybody has all the help or history. So I'm not a setup genius, but I like to help where I can.
We're absolutely going to miss seeing you at Chateau Speedway this year. As a fan, that was a great place to see your series run because non-wing sprint cars on Chateau were really cool.
Yeah, it was a fun place to run. I mean, especially when it was sticky, you'd get, like I said with Johnny, you'd really be able to back the car in down in the bottom and keep a ton of speed. And so you get some really fun side-by-side racing and a couple of cars running different lines. And yeah, I'm going to miss it too. It was a fun place.
You mentioned the Wisconsin Wingless series. How did you first get hooked up with that series?
I can't remember exactly how we ended up there, but we saw that they had some races going on, or maybe we found something on YouTube. And then we went out there in 2017, I think. And there were just a few cars, like maybe 10 or something like that, and went out to Wilmot, Wisconsin, and started racing with them. And the series was similar enough to UMSS that we could go out there with our two barrel carburetors and compete just fine. Yeah, so I think we went out there. We just had a good time. It was fun hanging out with people there after the races too. Just chill after the races and talk until they kick us out of the track, and we just really enjoyed doing that and made some good friends down there too.
One of my favorite nights of racing was the Wisconsin Wingless Challenge race at Jackson Motorplex. What a great field of non-wing sprint cars, and what awesome racing on that track.
Yeah, that was a good one. They really brought the whole crew over, and they really came out, and I think they loved that track too. It was good racing, and Jackson, especially in its current configuration, is really great for non-wing sprints. You can run the top, you can run the bottom, and for these cars, it was great to get a lot of side-by-side racing and good passing.
The Kuba family and the Jerry Richards Memorial Race has a lot of history. Your cousin Anna has won it, and you won it in 2020. What a crown jewel event.
Yeah. It was a great tradition for a lot of years. I remember that being just kind of like, it served as our family reunion sort of every year. It would be, what are you doing for the memorial? And everybody would get together, and it was so much fun. My grandma would organize, a whole bunch of stuff with the family. We would get my dad, my uncle, my cousin Joseph would be racing in the earlier ones, and would bring out the old midgets and show them off at the track. I think I drove my go-kart around the track once or twice when the race was at Princeton. And yeah, I got to say that I know my dad got two of them, but I think, those were great. But I think one of the best ones to watch was when Anna won it, coming through the field, just like my dad would have done at Princeton. And she came through the field, just drove by everybody through the middle of the racetrack and won it. And seeing the video of my uncle standing there at turn two at Cedar Lake was, it's like what the whole thing is about. That's what everything, all of racing is about.
You are also the winner of the IRA Non-Wing Nationals at Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. What a thrill that had to be.
That one was tough for me. I had been close to that track for so nearly every time we went out there, I felt like I could have won it and could have won it, and things just didn't break right. But the two races before that, I think I had been leading, and I slipped up right at the end and let somebody by me and finished second or third or something like that. But so that night I got out there, and I started on the outside. And I got crossed over and underneath and got to the lead on the first lap. And then the car was just awesome. I mean, I just drove away from everybody. And if we had gone green to flag to flag, would have won by a pretty big margin. But as the race went on, the track dried out and it was getting a little harder to get a hold of. And some of the other guys who were too tight at the beginning were starting to come on and get better. So we had a yellow again, same situation as before with about like four to go. And I got a decent restart and ended up actually holding them off that time. Barely, but I got it, and that felt pretty great. That was a really good win.
2022 was a great year for the Jake Kuba number 6, winning the UMSS Traditional Sprints Points Championship.
Yeah, that was pretty cool too. I mean, I started with the UMSS. That's where we got everything started. Yeah, so we didn't run quite the full season. I think we missed one race, but we had one of our best and most consistent years with the UMSS last year. A lot of top twos, top threes at Cedar Lake, and very few, no DNFs through the whole season. So while I didn't pick up a win with the UMSS last year, I still managed to snag the championship just barely. It was a close race at the end.
With the addition of the new midget series, it looks like you'll be running more at Thunderhill Speedway. Thoughts on that track?
It's an interesting track. It's really small, and it was pretty fun to go out there last year and, you know, drove right up on the wall. It was a long race too. I was getting tired, but we didn't have the car quite right, but it was fun to drive it. It's pretty small, but it's pretty fast. So I was surprised, actually. I thought it was going to be maybe a little too small, but I think it was pretty good.
You've been to a lot of tracks in your lifetime. What is your favorite track?
I think that's always hard. Whatever one I've won at, I guess. Won at most recently, anyway. I think I got to go with Jackson. There's just so much history with that track and my family, and I spent so much time growing up there watching races, and I didn't expect it to be my favorite track. We had a lot of frustrating times there, too, when I was growing up. But the way they've built up the track, it's just one of the best facilities around. And like I said, I think it works really well for non-wing sprints. You can run the top, bottom. There's often a middle, too. And you can just wind it up and, I don't know, it's a really fun place to just rip the cushion.
Favorite win or most memorable win?
Yeah, that's also hard. I think, though, it's down to either the first win I had, which was in 2014 at Synchro Valley Raceway, Synchro Falls, Wisconsin. It was in a 2K, a blue 2K, which I started off in, and I had been really close the week before, and I think, I can't remember what happened, if I didn't quite get there or if I had a mechanical problem and had to pull off, but either way, I was close to winning the week before, and then I think it was July 4th, I started off, dropped back, and then made my way and figured out something and made my way through the field and got the win there. The other one is, I think, probably that Beaver Dam race, just because I'd been so close so many times that it felt so good to finally get it and overcome the same situation I'd sort of screwed up before.
Jake, I've had the opportunity to watch your entire racing career, and what a career it's been so far and what a career it's going to be in the future. And thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on the Dirt Show today.
Thank you very much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Galloping through a sea of yellow, slashing, spraying, cutting, can't keep this up much longer.
Hey, wake up! You're dreaming about our dandelion problem again.
What?
Just call Wolf and Sons, and they'll take care of our dandelion problem. 455-3524.
455-3524.
Wolf and Sons, the dandelion assassins.
Yeah.
At Aero Race Wheels, they put their customers first and appreciate the loyalty the racers have for the company. Aero Race Wheels is willing to work with anyone who has a question or problem. The only way to stay on top is to listen to the people putting us there. If you want to run with the winners, see AeroRacingWheels.com or call 888-895-2376 today.
Packaging the impossible inside the possible through service, quality, and expertise. Hi, this is Holly, the new general manager at Foamcraft Packaging. We are your foam and wood packaging experts in Minnesota. If you are a business owner or in charge of your packaging, we want to talk to you. We specialize in designing and manufacturing wood crates, pallets, and foam inserts, and are here to help keep your products protected in transit. We are here to help you. Visit us at foamcraftpackaging.com.
BP Racing Fuels is proud to be recognized as a world leader in race fuel technology. BP's fuels have a well-deserved reputation for power and consistency, winning championships in every form of motorsports for more than 40 years. Whether sportsman or pro, methanol or gasoline, BP has a fuel to ensure optimum performance for your application. See the full line of BP's high-performance products online at vpracingfuels.com. At VP Racing Fuels, our passion is your performance.
Rhino Ag offers the most complete rear blade line in the industry. Whether your tractor has 30 or 300 horsepower, Rhino offers a blade to accomplish any task. Don't settle for the cheap imitations. Buy Rhino. Building the best since 1934. Check out the full line of landscape and construction equipment today at rhinoag.com.
Here's one of the most incredible lubricating products ever made, Justice Brothers JB80. It's twice as good at lubricating just about everything around the home, shop, and your car. JB80 has a penetrating action that goes straight to the problem areas and even the tightest places. Try JB80, the incredible spray lubricant that's twice as good. And it's guaranteed to satisfy or your money back.
See our display at Runnings.
Tell them Ed Justice Jr. sent you.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and it is always a pleasure to be joined by Andy Altenberg from Altenberg Construction. And Andy, the Jackson Motorplex kicks off their season Tuesday night, May 23rd. Gates open at 5, hot laps at 7:15, racing at 8 p.m. It's a big IMCA stock car and hobby stock special.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to it. It was unfortunately didn't work out last year to get it in because of the weather, but definitely this year looks a lot better for the weather. Hopefully on the weekends it straightens out and kind of comes to fruition.
I knew you have to be excited about this because Jackson Motorplex is literally in your backyard. And for the IMCA stock cars, it's $5,000 to win. So that is going to bring some of the best stock car racers in our whole region in.
Yep, hopefully it does. It's an off night for most of them, so hopefully they can get away or got the corn planted and they can make time to head over, and hopefully there's a bunch of cars that show up. They always put on a great show along with the hobbies. It's really competitive, close racing, especially there in Jackson. When I raced, it was a half mile. Now it's a 3/8, but it's definitely been close racing no matter what size of track it's been. So it's really awesome side-by-side racing, and really there's so many guys that if they show up, they have a chance to win. So that's the nice thing about both of them classes.
The way that track is laid out now, it's a perfect track for stock cars and hobby stocks. And it's going to be 3-4 wide all the way around that place.
Oh, yeah. No, it's pretty consistent. You know, it reacts the same, it seems like, night in and night out. The few nights that I've been able to race on the shorter track, but it seems very consistent on what it does in a heat race to what it does in the feature. So a lot of guys seem to have a really good grip on it since they've changed it from the half mile to the 3/8, and it's been actually quite a few years now that I think of it. So yeah, it makes for great racing.
Andy, thanks for all you do to promote racing. I can't wait to have you back at the end of the season when we talk about the Stock Car Nationals and the big paydays for those nights. If anybody needs their barn floor fixed and they'd like to get a hold of Altenberg Construction, what's the best way to do that?
Yep, the best way, you know, a phone call. Our central phone line is 888-435-2210. Or you can find us on the web at altenbergconstruction.com. And we've also expanded since last year as well. We have a second location down in Iowa, about 30 miles north of Thames, from a single flat to a whole barn to an inspection. And then we also have some used flats for sale too on some facilities that we have old stuff coming out for cattle lots and different things if a guy wants to lay a pad down.
Be safe out there on the job sites, and can't wait to talk to you later in the season.
Awesome. Me too. Hopefully the racing season gets going here hard and heavy, and the weather straightens up on the weekends.
Fast shafts, drive shafts are used by Jake Tim, Tom Berry Jr., Derek Ramirez, Kyle Strickler, Jonathan Davenport, Derek Green, Dalen Murdy, and more, and they currently build drive shafts for 90% of the major chassis builders. Fast shafts is also a longtime title sponsor of the IMCA Fast Shafts All-Star Invitational at the IMCA Super Nationals and support a number of competitive series nationwide. Buy directly from Fast Shafts or from their network of dealers. Shipping daily across the country or worldwide. See fastshafts.com.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them. Midwest Collision.
If you have a vehicle accident, go with a professional. Bob and his staff at Midwest Collision are the definition of professionals. For over 42 years, they have dedicated their lives to collision repair along with the training, knowledge, and skills that come with the job. Go with the pros. Midwest Collision in Faribault, 507-332-2434.
Midwest Collision. You bend them, we bend them.
If you'd like to win a brand new 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette, with the Z07 Performance Package and $25,000, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. You'll not only be able to get tickets to win this stunning 2023 Vette, but you'll also be supporting the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum in Knoxville. This 2023 70th anniversary Z06 Corvette comes in white pearl tri-coat metallic with satin gray stripes and is a fundraiser for the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. So if you'd like a chance to be driving this new 2023 Corvette Stingray this August, visit winaz06corvette.com for your chance to win. Our winaz06corvette.com will be drawn for on Saturday, August 19th. Good luck in the drawing.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Doug Johnson from Jackson Motorplex. And Doug, today we have Andy Altenberg on the show talking about the opener, May 23rd, the Altenberg Construction IMCA Stock Car and Hobby Stock Special. And man, Andy is passionate about stock car racing.
Yeah, he really is, you know, and him and I have been working on this deal almost a year now to try and put this together, and you know, I'm really looking forward to it. We're working with Spencer, Iowa, the Clay County Fair down there. They've got a big stock car race two nights before that. So I think we're going to see a lot of outside the area stock cars coming to the area for that kind of money. They're paying $5,000 a win on Monday, and then we're paying $5,000 a win on Tuesday. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to it and can't thank Andy enough for stepping up and helping support this event.
And then 3 days later, you literally kick off the Memorial Day weekend with an all sprint car show.
Yeah, that'll be our first sprint car race at the Jackson Motorplex. We got the Twitter Contracting 360 Challenge along with our Race Saver sprint cars. So, you know, first of three 360 sprint car races at Jackson Motorplex this year, you know, and paying good money, $3,000 a win for those guys that night. So that should be an exciting event as well.
June 13th, a Tuesday night, that is an all IMCA race night, and get the IMCA fans out to Jackson Motorplex.
Yeah, and you know, Bank Midwest has been very supportive of our IMCA events that we have there, and you know, they're on board with us supporting those events again this year. So, like you said, June 13th will be five classes of IMCA cars, and you never know. We're working on some deals to maybe have a special twist and have a little bit a bigger money thrown at one of those classes that night. So we'll just have to wait and see how that transpires. But we got some deals that we're working on to try and make that happen.
And that's another week that you have two events at the track in a single week. That Friday night, June 16th, $7,000 to win Border Battle Sprint Cars.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. You know, we're working with Knoxville, and he sits on that. It's going to be a big three-race weekend that weekend. You know, it kicks off at Jackson on the 16th of June, like you said, with $7,000 a win. And then we guys go to Knoxville on Saturday night and then cap off the weekend with a $7,000 a win show at Husitz. And, you know, we've got some sponsorship on that race, and Greg Parent is a great supporter of racing in our area. He's helping some of the race teams out that race all three nights. So I'm really looking forward to that weekend, and you know, I think we're going to see a lot of cars in the area starting that weekend, you know, around the upper Midwest here for that big money weekend.
Friday night, July 7th, you also have an all sprint car show, and then there is one on the schedule right now to be announced. Has that been all solidified?
Yeah, we've actually had two on there with during our fair. I believe it's July 25th. We'll actually be at a Bank Midwest IMCA night. And then that Friday night, I think it's the 28th of July, will actually be our new fashion pork night for 360 sprint cars and Race Saver sprint cars. So it'll be an MSTS Midwest Power Series race on that Friday night, the 28th of July. So yeah, those have been confirmed, and they will happen, those two dates, during the Jackson County Fair.
And tickets are now available for the Jackson Nationals, August 17th, 18th, and 19th. And Doug, you know and I know, seating goes fast. So if you want to get into those events, now is the time to research that, talk to your buddies, and get your tickets ordered.
Yes, absolutely. Tickets are going fast, along with camping as well. Camping usually sells out for the Jackson Nationals. We do have some spots still available in our campground, but there's not many left, and I would encourage fans to get their tickets and campsites early. You know, it's a big couple weeks that weekend, or that whole month of August. You know, you got the Knoxville Nationals, and then we got a high limit race at Huset in between, and a lot of guys I know I've talked to are sticking around after the high limit race to come to the Jackson Nationals, and so there's going to be a lot of racing here in the upper Midwest that whole month of August.
Doug, if they'd like more information on tickets for the Jackson Nationals, camping, or any questions about Jackson Motorplex, what's the best way to find that out?
You can go right to our website at jacksonmotorplex.com, and you can buy tickets just right in the upper right-hand corner. There's a buy tickets button, and it's as simple as that. You get to camping right from there as well. So we usually update and keep all the updates on our Facebook page. So the tickets and camping people can buy right on our website at jacksonmotorplex.com.
Doug, thanks for all you do, and thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Clayton.
Big jobs on big properties demand a big side-by-side. A side-by-side like the first ever Honda Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew. This flagship model delivers serious power and performance where you need it most. Even more, it offers best-in-class comfort for six occupants with backseat legroom beyond compare. As for build quality, well, let the Honda name speak for itself. Head to Trimble's in Austin, Minnesota, and see the all-new Pioneer 1000 Deluxe Crew today. Trimble's Cycle Center in Austin, USA's second oldest Honda dealer.
We can all think back to the first time we experienced real horsepower. Hi, this is Corey at Byers Engine Service. Whether it's that pin-you-in-the-seat feeling of a big block Chevy, the roar of a healthy 340, or the joy of a perfectly tuned flathead, here at Byers Engine Service, we service them all. Strip to street, dirt track to asphalt, or just cruising the strip. Stop by and check us out at 2915 20th Street Southeast in Rochester, or call 507-282-5586.
Extreme powder coating.
Why choose powder coating over liquid paint finishes? Maximum durability. Extreme powder coating offers a scientific process that uses electricity and heat to bake the colorful finish deep into your product. Extreme can deliver media blasting, impact resistant epoxy primers, and durable powder coat applications to meet your needs. Custom colors and exhaust coatings are available also. Visit extremepowdercoating.net for more information.
Extreme powder coating.
Welcome back here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by the Executive Director of the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, Bob Baker. And Bob, I have been looking forward to this since they announced it. We grabbed our hotel rooms, ordered our tickets. We are coming down June 2nd and 3rd for the Corn Belt Nationals, 2 days of racing. And I tell you what, this is the closest these USAC non-wing sprint car drivers get to our area, so I highly recommend everybody listening get down to see these guys because they are amazing.
We're very excited. First of all, thank you for having us on the show, Clayton. It's always good to talk with you and be on the program, but we're very excited to have the USAC sprint cars here for two nights coming up in just a few weeks on Friday and Saturday, June 2nd and 3rd. And along with that, National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum Induction Banquet will be that same weekend on Saturday afternoon. So it's going to be a big weekend for all of us.
And I know for the wing sprint car fans, they do not have to fret because they're also adding the wing cars to the program on Friday and Saturday night. So not only will you get to see the 410 non-wings, you'll also get to see the 360s on Friday night and the 410s on Saturday night.
That's exactly right, Clint. And you know, we kick the whole thing off on Friday afternoon at 12 o'clock. We just have like an informal sandwich drink session here up on our second floor, and all of our past Hall of Fame inductees get together and they have kind of a bench racing session that's free and open to the public to come in and enjoy the bench racing session, you know, during the afternoon till about 3 o'clock. And as I said, all the past Hall of Fame inductees are here with us sitting at a table. It's not really a round table, it's a straight table, but we have about 6 to 10 microphones set up and they have a good time passing the mic around, telling stories that you're only going to get to hear once a year here at the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum. And that's on Friday at noon.
And Bob, that's actually my favorite part, coming down there and hearing the history and also the new Williams Grove floor display. It gives people an opportunity to see that while they're at the museum.
Yes, we just opened our track tribute to Williams Grove Speedway. We have 10 of the iconic race cars that have raced at Williams Grove Speedway since the track opened in 1939, and we have videos that coincide with the race cars, and it's an excellent exhibit. Bill Wright, our museum coordinator, has put together for us in our museum, and of course we have the posters and the t-shirts, you know, to go along with that. You're going to commemorate your visit during the track tribute to Williams Grove Speedway. We're real excited to have these cars with us. We were told by Lynn Paxton at the Eastern Museum of Motor Racing that, to his knowledge, this is the only place that you can come and see all 10 of these race cars that raced at Williams Grove Speedway in one place at one time. So we're very honored to have the cars with us. 9 different owners helped us bring these cars to Knoxville for everybody to enjoy. So it's an excellent exhibit.
And speaking of legends like Lynn, the best value on the planet, I think, is a ticket to the banquet on Saturday, June 3rd. When you walk into that room and see all of the faces of the legends that are there for that banquet, and you sit through the induction ceremony and also get a great meal from the Rib Shack, what a great opportunity for anybody listening if they don't have a ticket.
You know, you're exactly right, Clayne, and we have several tickets still left, and that's for Saturday's banquet at 12 noon. It starts out with our Rib Shack dinner banquet, which starts at 12, and then at 1 o'clock we start our inductions. This year we're inducting 13 different individuals into the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame, and so I want to list all those individuals just so everybody knows who's going to be inducted this year. Ken Hamilton, Chad Kemenaw, Corey Kruseman, Bobby Marshall, Joey Saldana, Johnny Caples, Paul Hazen, Tommy Sanders, Max Dolder, Alan Kreitzer, Ralph Shaheen, Johnny Vance, and Joey Ray are our 13 inductees this year.
And Bob, it also gives me another excuse to stock up on some great reading material at the museum store.
You know, you're so true when you say that. You know, most people don't realize it, but the books that we have here for sale in our museum store are the most popular items out of all the things we sell. You'd think it would be t-shirts or hats or memorabilia or posters, but we sell more books than anything else. And there's so many good books that are just coming out that have just been out for a little bit. The Sammy Swindell book, the Billy Pouch book. There's just a lot of really nice new books that have come out in the last few weeks. So I'm sure people want to look over the new books and grab some books to take home with them.
Bob, if they'd like to get a ticket for the Saturday, June 3rd banquet, or find out more about the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame and Museum, what's the best way to do that?
The best way, Clayne, is for people to call our office here at 641-842-6176 and just ask for Jody. Jody is setting all the banquet seating and tables and tickets and everything up, and she'll know exactly, you know, what's available and who you can sit by, which inductees are going to be at the tables closest to you.
Bob, thanks for all you do. Can't wait to see you down in Knoxville on June 2nd and 3rd. And thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Clayne, thank you for having us on The Dirt Show. Look forward to seeing everybody at our big USAC weekend, the USAC Sprint Cars, along with our induction banquet here on June 2nd and 3rd.
When one of your appliances breaks down, you need help and you need it fast. Contact Sorensen's Appliance Service. Racer owner Ben Bainey and racer Travis Underdahl service the entire Cowes listening area. Sorensen's Appliance Service. People you know that will get your appliances serviced with trained technicians. Contact them today at 256-7766. That's 256-7766.
Are you looking to join a team of hardworking and motivated individuals? Look no further than Bulldog Coatings. We are the industry leader in concrete coatings, and we are looking for full-time installers. We are located in Faribault and install in southern Minnesota and the Twin Cities. Experiencing concrete is awesome, but not required. We are happy to train qualified candidates. Join us and enjoy working outdoors, learning new skills, and becoming part of a great team. Contact us to apply now and be part of something great at Bulldog Coatings. BulldogCoatingsMN.com.
Shevland Enterprises, your locally owned and operated sanitation and recycling service, offers the highest quality garbage removal, trash pickup services, and roll-off dumpsters at great rates. Commercial, residential, construction, and industrial trash removal and recycling in Owatonna and the surrounding areas in Dodge and Steele counties. Contact Shevland Enterprises today, and new customers will get 6 months for the price of four. If you prepay, call 528-9900. That's 528-9900.
Welcome back to our special segment here on The Dirt Show, and I am joined by Alec Steiner from the Napa Auto Parts Store in Winsted, Minnesota. And Alec, right now, everybody's getting everything out. I see people in the backyard washing off their lawnmowers, cleaning up their cars in the driveway, and you've got a great cleaning pail kit that virtually comes with everything you would need to get the job done.
Yeah, I think everybody's been a little tired of this long winter and all the snow we got. And now that we have some nice weather, everybody's excited to drive around and, you know, go up north and just have some exciting times on their boat.
And spring means time to get that car out in the driveway and jack it up and redo those brakes. And you've got a great deal and some rebates on brake parts.
We do, yeah. And it's not just calipers and brake pads. We do calipers, brake pads, rotors, chassis, suspension. We're well stocked, just placed some big orders, so we should have everything on hand that people will need to keep going.
And now that racing season is finally here, a lot of fans are going to be out in the road driving late at night, and you've got a deal on night vision bulb packs.
We do. We have three different levels, so it's bronze, silver, and gold. So gold would be your brightest, and kind of all the way down to that bronze level. They carry a full year warranty, which is really unheard of for bulbs. And they come in a pack of two as well, which makes it a little bit easier to change them out.
And the other thing I see everybody doing after they've got everything cleaned up after the winter, changing oil. And you've got deals on gallons right now.
We do. And oil is one of those lines that have really gone up in price, and they fluctuate a lot. But being Napa with our buying power and just our brand, I feel like we're a lot better priced and a lot more competitive to offer cheaper prices to our customers.
You are also one of the sponsors of one of the biggest music events in the state of Minnesota.
We are. Yeah, we're a big sponsor of the Winstock Country Music Festival in Winstead there. I always go myself. I know a lot of my employees are there too. So if you see any of them, you can say hi and chat with them a little bit.
Alec, we talk every time on The Dirt Show about the Napa store being the hub of the community. What does it mean to you to own the store there in Winsted, Minnesota, when you drive around and see all your customers mowing their lawns, driving their car or truck or combine or tractor, and know that there's Napa parts getting their family around?
Oh, I love it. You know, for me, I really try to not just consider myself an auto parts store. I really like to stock in a lot of the hardware stuff, boats, small engine, motorcycles, automotive, heavy duty, agriculture. We're really more than just an auto parts store. We stock a lot and we can service a lot of different customers and keep everybody rolling.
Absolutely. More than just an auto parts store. Alec, thanks for being with us here on The Dirt Show today.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Why drive out of town to get what you need for your truck? Hey, this is Rich at Auto Trim Design of Owatonna. We're an authorized WeatherTech dealer. From laser-measured floor mats to mud flaps to vent visors, we can keep your truck or car clean and dirt-free inside and out. We have over 30 years of experience in the truck accessory business. I invite you to stop by and see what we can do for you. We're located in Owatonna at 3275 Old Highway 14, 1 mile west of Walmart.
partnering with hog and cattle producers throughout the United States. Altenburg Construction has almost 30 years of experience in the slat replacement business. Altenburg Construction also uses a custom wash bay to ensure biosecurity to protect your herd. Whether you need an entire site or a single slat, stop into one of their two locations in Louisville, Minnesota or Ziering, Iowa. Call 888-435-2210 or see AltenburgConstruction.com.
For 50 years, reuse and recycle is not a new concept to us. Miskin Auto Parts has been recycling your old vehicles since the Beatles were still together. Just call us and we'll send one of our friendly drivers right to you and haul away your old retired vehicle. Scrap prices are up, so it's a good time to clean up those unwanted vehicles and get money in your pocket. Give us a call at 507-684-2100 or online at Miskin.com. Miskin Auto Parts. In God we trust.
Don't miss the action at Deer Creek Speedway May 25th, 26th, and 27th. The stars and cars of the USMTS return for the Southern Minnesota Spring Challenge. Racing for $3,000 to win Thursday night, $5,000 to win Friday night, and $10,000 to win Saturday night. Featuring the ground-pounding USMTS Modified Touring Series, the Deer Creek Speedway USMTS Southern Minnesota Challenge May 25th through the 27th. Don't miss a minute of the action. See DeerCreekSpeedway.com for more details.
Welcome to the Dirt Track segment, brought to you by Cookies, Sauces, and Seasonings.
Last Saturday night, May 13th, the All-Star Circuit of Champions Sprint Car Series and the IRA Sprint Car Series joined forces at Wilmont Raceway in the 30-lap A-Main, Tyler Courtney over Chris Windham. In the non-wing crate sprint cars, Clayton Roseman over Alan Hayford, and in the lightning sprints, Mike Noe over Mark Heinart. They were also racing at Boone Speedway in Boone, Iowa last Saturday night, May 13th. In a 25-lap modified A-Main, Ron Luritson over Jimmy Gustin. In the stock car A-Main, Jay Schmidt over Austin Buzik. In the sport mods, Chris Burke over Hunter Longnecker. In the hobby stocks, Aaron Fy over Andrew Berg. In the mod lights, Josh May over Randy Bryan. And in the Carl Chevrolet dirt trucks, Sean Cooney over Brandon Cox. Sunday night, they were finally able to get a race here in Minnesota at Granite City Motor Park. In the Wasota Street Stock A-Main, Caden Woody over Braden Brower. In the Wasota Hornets, Nathan Cole over Colton Trembeth. In the Midwest Modifieds, Jake Smith over Zach Benson. In the Mod 4s, Tyler Larson over Tommy Bowden. In the Wasota Modifieds, Ryan Gerke over Joseph Thomas, and in the Superstocks, Dennis Check over Dexton Cook.
The Outlaws are coming to Ogilvie Raceway for the first time ever. Saturday night, June 3rd, the 900-horsepower World of Outlaws NOS Energy Drink Sprint Cars invade Ogilvie, Minnesota. Don't miss Sprint Car Superstars Donnie Schatz, Sheldon Hodenshield, Brad Sweet, and many more. Battle the Midwest heroes at Ogilvie Raceway. Tickets at slspromotions.com or call 815-344-2023. Saturday, June 3rd, the World of Outlaws at Ogilvie Raceway. Racing at 7:30 p.m. Be there.
Toner's Lake Karting Facility offers dirt oval karting at its finest. Hot laps start at noon on Sundays, followed by great kart racing from rookies to pros. Admission is always free, and pit passes are only $5. Come out and enjoy some exciting, safe, and fair kart racing at a well-organized facility. Toner's Lake Karting, located northwest of Waseca in a beautiful rural setting next to Toner's Lake. See tonerslakekarting.org for more details.
Get more muscle for your money with Dixie Chopper Lawnmowers. We've been handcrafting the toughest and fastest zero-turn mowers for over 40 years. Dixie Chopper offers a full line of residential, commercial, and industrial mowers to meet every customer's needs. Visit your local Dixie Chopper dealer today or visit online at DixieChopper.com.
The difference between a Hinchman fire suit and others? The difference is safety. All Hinchman fire suits are made with materials that are permanently fire resistant. That's why Nomex remains the standard. The difference is experience and innovation. Hinchman started the racing suit industry over 80 years ago. The difference is quality, value, and customer service. Your suit is an investment in your safety. And Hinchman is committed to giving you the safest and best racing suit along with friendly personal service. Hinchman, why settle for anything less?
Justice Brothers Automotive, Agricultural and Industrial Additives, Lubricants and Cleaners have been in business for over 80 years. Justice Brothers is America's brand for quality manufacturing oil additives, fuel additives, coolant additives, and many more products to keep your vehicles and equipment running smoothly. Decrease downtime and increase machinery reliability and life, which increases your profits. Justice Brothers products are available at your local parts store, fleet stores, and hardware stores. Call us at 1-800-533-7492 or visit our website at www.justicebrothers.com. Proud sponsor of the Dirt Show and many Midwestern race teams over the past 50 years. Ask racers like Bob Hopp, Joe and Jimmy Cuba, Terry McCarl, Greg Dolansky, Kelly Schrock, Travis Sherman, Brooke Tatnell, what they think. Performance is proof. Reliability is essential. Go with the winner. Justice Brothers.
This is 12-time veteran of the Indianapolis 500, Johnny Parsons, Jr., and you are listening to The Dirt Show.
Hi, this is Harvey West, and you've been listening to The Dirt Show. See you at the races.